אחד הראשונים, they explain the Shvei Keranot, especially Aruch. They explain the Shvei Keranot, they use the key to drink Shabbat afternoon, and this is what they do, not only Maza, because they used to pray Minha early and go to eat, and become like a little bit, they feel high, and that they shouldn't go wild. They said, well, they should come, listen to Torah, but they didn't want to be wild. And in the morning they read so much. Bother the people too much, they made it short again, like Monday and Thursday, to be free on him. And he set as a sofer the number of sukkim. He set for them how many olim on Shabbat in the morning. Then here he came and said Shiva olim in the morning. And then he came and said not less than 3 sukkim for each. And so on. Of course, we know that they said to read Parashiyot every week. How much to read? Minhagim, there were different minhagim in the earlier generations. There was a minhag that they read the whole Torah in 3 years, which most of the people did that. Then there was set a better order to read it every year, the whole Torah, the way we have it today. And this is how it became into being that we have the Adiyot, the number of olim, the number of psukim, and all the halachot. That then we can we say that the order must be first Kohen, first then Levi, then Israel. How about if there is no Kohen, if there is no Levi? This is comes the halachot. We read if there is no Levi, we read that already last week. Kohen goes instead of the Levi. Then Kohen he goes twice. He says brachot. This is not bracha. Every bracha that you don't have to is considered like bracha. They call it bracha she'enat tzericha. You said bracha again, what do you say again bracha? Mikon bracha, read double. No. Since Hachamim made takana to read, this is not considered bracha she'enat tzericha. Then the Kohen goes instead of Levi, and then Israel. How about if there is no Kohen? Here comes question. Came different opinions about it. Gemara said, the order is already broken. The language of the Gemara is Pareda Ahavila. What does it mean in Pareda Ahavila? Rashi brings 2 Perushim, and then there is 3rd Perush. There are 3 Perushim to it. What does it mean in Pareda Ahavila? One Perush said, Pareda Ahavila means finished. Levi doesn't go up. You know, Kohen, Levi doesn't go up at all. Only said, that's what Rashi brings. Then there is no, not that the Levi will not go up at all. If they want, the Levi will go up. If they want, Israel will go up. That means there is no set an order to have it, a Levi or Israel. So okay, they come and say, listen, wait a minute, not anything, anyone you want to invite. Depends who is, if Israel is greater than the Levi, you invite Israel. If the Levi is equal to Israel, or even B'chol Sheken, if he is better, you invite Levi. That's another Perush. Now this, somebody say, no, Levi will not go up at all. Not beginning, not later. That's already that Perush. Of course, it's accepted by us that the Levi doesn't go up, only Israel for the first. And at the first Se'olim, there is no Levi. Later, if they want the Levi to go up, he goes. This is the push was accepted by Halacha by Sephardim. Ashkenazim, Rama brings that their minhag, Levi goes instead of the Kohen. This where we stopped.
Why?
No. They said 10 Aseret HaDeberot. I said, Keneged Aseret HaDeberot. But they said 3 for Kohanim Levi and Israel.
Yeah, but 3 for each one is mine.
Yeah, but I said only 1. They said finished the number of 10. Can I get Aseret HaDeberot? There is number of things. Can I get what? But 1, the main thing, Aseret HaDeberot. Then the Moran said already it's a minhag. Even though the question is, how about if there is the Kohen is Am HaAretz and the Israel is a rabbi? What's supposed, according to the halacha, if he is a great rabbi, and that one of us, surely you should give it to the rabbi. The Kohen should given in order in honor of the rabbis. But this is when Moran comes to say. Even though in the Gemara Tzuten, the leader of Am Yisrael used to go up to the tribe, even though he was Israel and were many Kohanim there, he went first instead of Kohen. That's an exception. But the custom is that even the greatest rabbi today doesn't go. Okay, Mishum Darche Shalom. Here will come already an argument who is greater, I'm greater, you're greater than that. The Rav in the Gemara was a great man, a very holy man. It was exceptional that he used to go up to the Torah instead of a Kohen. Then, if a Kohen was reading Shema Yisrael, could they invite him in the middle of Shema to come to the Torah? Surely they should not invite him. But if they did invite him, they called him by name, he has to stop and go, if they did. But that's right. But if he is in the Mirot, that's right. We Sephardim, because of this, they don't do it. They don't call by name. Because if you call somebody by name and he refuses, there is Bominan, Kilala. There's a curse on it. Baruch Hashem lo yakim et Ibrahim. After that, Rabban Nachmani said, if he was invited and didn't go, by name he didn't go. From this they came, they didn't have Sephardim, not to invite a person by name. Because Hashem, they were worried, maybe he wouldn't go, and he will go into that category of Kilala. They don't want him. How about Ashkenazim still? They are more called by name. They do it.
The Ashkenazim, they call by name, and they ask the person to spot his name. And he's supposed to say it? Because isn't it he's not supposed to say
his father's
name?
No, when they ask him about the father, in order to call him, yes, he can say. Yeah. This is a word of Arif and He. You are talking about Arif and He here. Okay. And then, if a Kohen was in the shul, Israel went up. After he went up, all of a sudden came the Kohen. What do you do? If the Israel started the bracha already of the Torah, he finishes. But if he said, Baruch Hu Hashem Malach, didn't say bracha yet. People answer Baruch Hashem Malach, then the Kohen, go. So that will go later. That's right. Oh, the Kohen? No, they can say it even before if you want, yeah. Then, the same law as the Kohen after Kohen is not supposed to go up to Torah. Levi after Levi. We mentioned that last week. If they call the Kohen, Yamod, all of a sudden they realize the Kohen is not there. To call somebody is not there. They should not call another one by name. Let somebody else go without calling his name. A town that there is all Kohanim, what do they do?
All Kohanim
go. There is one Israel. You remember what we said? Israel goes first, and then there is the Kohanim. Then.
Why should that be done?
Huh?
Because there should be a fight amongst the Kohanim.
That's right.
No, no. Why? It's like a Levi and a Knesset. There's no Levi with a Knesset. It's Kohen goes up twice.
That's
same thing here.
No. It's not the same.
Why not?
There is Israel. Kohen comes before Israel.
Yeah. There is like that Israel also. They have one Israel and nine Kohanim.
No, when there is no.
Nine Kohanim, one Israel. All right, so Israel first. Why? So the Kohen upset, Kohen, 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 Kohen minyan of 10 people, no Levi. Kohen goes up twice, right?
There's one Kohen.
One Kohen.
And the rest is Israel.
Okay, three Kohenim. No, what's the difference? Four Kohenim. Five Kohenim.
No, no, that's no problem. The problem comes when you have nine Kohenim and one Israel.
Okay, eight.
That's where the problem is.
So there's eight and two.
Seven Israel. Yeah,
there's eight and two.
Tell last week, it's going to Israel up first.
And there's eight and two. So there's eight and two, you make one Kohen and then two and one Israel?
What?
There's eight and two, what do you do?
Eight and two?
Yeah.
They told you to send a Kohen. Kohen is from the Levi.
So, but the only thing is 9 and 1.
9 and 1.
See it?
The boy go on. But me, I don't know what to do. When only the people, they're Jerome.
No,
Jerome.
I'm
sure of it, John.
This is the one. This is the one.
Okay. You brought
over with
this
yellow shirt.
Yellow, huh? Yellow. If people are detained somewhere, they won't bring Sefer Torah to them. It's not respect for Sefer Torah to take the Sefer Torah to them. They used to be in prison. They asked to bring Sefer Torah to them. He said, Ramalan said, then don't take the Sefer Torah to the people. It's not kabod for the Sefer Torah. Ooh, this. Today, they take Sefer Torah.
Okay. Take Sefer Torah.
I was offered the Sefer Torah for this weekend in my house. Not Shirat Kol.
For what?
The one. Like, they're going from every week.
That
Sefer Torah is not complete, anyhow.
What's the story? Should I take it?
Since it's not complete,
yeah,
they can take.
But
it's complete,
can
it's not
so
good.
No.
I don't like this. No, no.
Suppose we make a minyan Saturday afternoon in my house.
No, you can't
read in it.
Oh, for Saturday?
Yeah, for the weekend.
Oh.
Well, it's a big
deal. I see this is how they take it from house to house every day.
It's by nature, and it was by his sister, you know, my first regular. I'm not just,
So they take it every day, another place.
Maimi
was last night, I was there.
That's different, that's dedicated to Sevetra.
This one is dedicated also to Hathaway.
The whole Arabic tonight?
But just first, you go to the family.
Why? He told me and I forgot.
Tomorrow you go to the main? Thursday
to
maybe.
Which maybe? Francis Wednesday.
Wednesday tomorrow, yeah.
She told me Wednesday.
Yeah,
I told her 10 minutes because I have another thing to do. I told her 10 minutes out. She said, Rabbi, will come in just for a few minutes. It's good enough for me. Yeah. And I'll leave there a few minutes. When Radia.
When they take the
Sefer
Torah at the Bet
Avel
or something like that.
They don't like it. No. According to Zohar, but the custom is already, they do it. If there is a place they need it, for example, especially when there is mitzvah, Zohar, they can't hear it. They want them to make mitzvah, they go right down, so that's the right down. They take it to them. Already the custom came when they take it. I don't know where came this, based on what, to permit it. Because really it doesn't sound right to be possess of the Torah. What? They cover with the cotton part of the Torah, the scotch tape. They say, then they carry it.
They used to say
that
you
can't take it. That means you can trade on it.
Yeah, because they take all the
cash to
everything.
They say, yes. Then I said, there is no based to it. First of all, even if you make it pasul, who said mutar to make Sefer Torah pasul?
Yeah, it's another question.
Yeah.
That's another question.
Yeah. Sefer Torah kasher, you make it pasul.
Of course
not. They used to say that you can't move Sefer Torah from Makom to Makom unless you move with a minyan.
Yeah.
This was what they had said years ago.
This is this.
Make it pasul.
That's good. This is no.
Where did that come from?
This is a common sense to have a minyan for kabod. But even according to Zohar, even if you will have a minyan, you move it from place to place, it's wrong. Uh-huh. Zohar said, not to. And that's why Maran said, not to do it. what did I tell you? And maybe him at some sort of Lubero Shanavim Kippurim. But the custom is not so, that they take it. Okay. No, they rely, some they say it means at the time of the reading of Torah. But if you take it before, a couple of days before, it would be permitted. This is a loophole. It's a loophole. Okay. He comes and said,
Hashub.
Yeah. Who's not Hashub? When I came here and you, I didn't like that they take the mat into Beit HaKnesset. Because Allah Shahan Aruch, they don't bring mat into Beit HaKnesset. Only Tamid Hacham or Baal Ma'asim, Adam Gadol, Baal Ma'asim. I say Isaac Shalom, Baal Ma'asim. Okay. Others, not them. I came there, I don't like it. I said, to leave the one person, I was new, and it was about 10 months after I came. I wanted to make something new. The people beyond, and the, you know, the Lavi and Magen David, I said, leave the Aron there, we'll talk over there. Standing, Shema Israel, I left the Aron there. I didn't see the end of it. What?
Why this? What?
My father is not so important like all others. I said, no, we're going to do to all others. So you do the others later. Now my father, you take him in. No. I said, okay. I stopped. Finish. There. That was the end. The truth, Allah. Not
Mutah.
Also one. Let Israel
don't take it. Of course not. Outside. Outside of Beit HaKnesset. They stand near Beit HaKnesset. They say Mishnah or Mizmor, they say Kaddish, and they go to near Beit HaKnesset. They don't take them into Beit HaKnesset.
Also, they have a place there. What's the name of the place?
This is the thing. The halakha is not there. Only the Tamil Hakam Baal Ma'asim. But this is what I will say. Today everybody is Hashem. How can you? This will bring a mahloket. Keep away from mahloket. I said, go ahead. Let them go in. There is no other way. Then I had many years later, a number of years, they come Hakamim. How do you allow this? They tell me. I don't answer anyone. I keep quiet. Sit down to talk to everyone. You can't. There is nothing worse than mahloket. Finish.
But how did it stop?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
As long as I can remember.
Of course, if I'm 40 years before me.
40, sure.
Of course. All the time wasn't the shul. You can't change something that already in so many years and people, everyone thinks that this is better, do you understand? That is in the shul, that, okay, to be inside, indoors, better than Adam. That weddings, here in the mind of the people, he wants to be in the shul, Orthodox, they're going, they think this is better, the opposite. They said to be a hatuna b'Beit HaKnesset is not respect of Beit HaKnesset. Why? First of all, the Zul Kavod, how they appear, how they come, and, you know, the noise and everything. And Yerushalayim was harem not to make weddings in Beit HaKnesset. Shema Israel, can you imagine? It was harem.
They never
did it in Beit HaKnesset. Here the opposite. They look for Beit HaKnesset. Now, last night there was a wedding. What did they do? We will go there, in the hall. Park Avenue Synagogue, Orthodox. They think it's better, Park Avenue Synagogue, Orthodox, and Beit HaKnesset is better not. Better. The only thing, they don't want conservative. Okay. This is understood. But to be in Beit HaKnesset also, it's not good. Make it in the hall. In Malum somewhere. Can I'm so out of Pesach to the Knesset?
I'm
just seeing myself. How it's even said?
Yeah, weddings
in the morning. In every synagogue, there used to be one wedding in order that they will eat, Sauda. Okay, see, instead of Siyum Masechet. I said, I know, but it's not advisable. But this is what they do, what can we do?
So it's better when they make it in hotels and Olam is better.
Sure. From the halakha point of view, it's better. Especially the way they appear today. Especially the way the light disappeared today.
Yeah.
That's even worse, yeah.
The way they come to this.
What is it?
I'm not going to make it.
Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael,
yeah. You can.
Yeah.
Like a party.
Okay. The day that they read, they go three olim. He's not allowed to put not more and not less. Not more, but a three ahad. Less, not the kanat hachamim, that will read Kohen Levi Israel. Now, when they read three olim, if it is Saturday afternoon, or Monday, Thursday, or Ta'anit, there is also Hanukkah, when they read three olim, the three olim must read 10 pesukim, not less than 10 pesukim. Could be more, but not less than 10 pesukim. Sometimes there is a paragraph that only 9 pesukim. The halacha would be permitted, but the custom is to repeat. There is 9 pesukim. They repeat the last pasuk in order to make it. But according to Maran, doesn't need to repeat. Would be sufficient to read the night. Now, which one reads the forum that is 10 pesukim? Anyone. Rabban said, "Mi mehem ez ehad sheyikra, ez mishubach." It's good. Yeah. Then, if they made a mistake, they were reading. Skip some pasuk. They thought they read it, and they skipped the pasuk. If he read 10 pesukim already, he doesn't have to go back if it is mincha, or Monday, and Thursday.
Well,
but
Hanukkah is the same, but it can't be the same. Yeah,
I'm saying. Yeah, the same thing. But if he read already the number of pesukim, he's supposed to read. But Shabbat in the morning, you have to repeat. Go back. They say, even if they already they took the Torah in, they realize already after in the ark, they said Kaddish. Just bring it back, out, and read.
Back to the beginning or back to where
they skipped? Back to where they skipped. Very good.
That's the same thing like any Ta'ub. Where you make the Ta'ub, it goes back.
No,
wait, what do you mean? What do you mean any ta'ut you have to say?
Say he said the wrong word.
Yeah.
Because he thought it's just about skipping a pasuk.
Yeah.
But say he said the word wrong.
Like what word? Mishanei anyan or mishanei anyan? That's what they said. Depends what word he said.
If the meaning wasn't changed.
Yeah,
if
the meaning doesn't change.
When the deen is that he does have to go back. He goes back always just to the place where he left off.
That's right.
Yeah, of course. Always.
The same.
That's right. You see, Sefer Torah Pasur. They don't go to the beginning.
Right.
They go from place that they were already.
And the same order goes, and he doesn't have to say any
Berachot. No. If he said Berachot Rishonah, he continues. He says Berachot. But if a person read two pesukim. Said Beracha, they realize they read two pesukim. They have to repeat again to read those two pesukim, continue. Make sure that. No. Because he did not. The only thing was two pesukim. He doesn't say Beracha again. Okay. Then, a person many times, this happens in our community. There is, we read Shabbat Parashat Parah. They have to end well the paragraph, the end of the paragraph. Nefesh Anogat, Tetmah Ad'arim. But their Sheni is Maim Hayim El Keli. They got used always in Sheni, Hamishi, Minha, they end Maim Hayim El Keli. Came the Hazan, Parashat Parah, instead of ending Maim Hayim El Keli, and Nefesh Nogat Ma'ar Arev, he ended Maim Hayim El Keli. This was in the junior league, in the center. I remember they came to ask me. Finish, Beracha, Maktiri, finish. Then they realized, hey, so when they prayed Musaf, he stopped the Maim Hayim El Keli. Was Hachamat Lurman body there? They didn't realize at the beginning. Hachamat Lurman didn't pay attention, you know, his hearing was. Then they came, I remember they asked me. They have to bring it afternoon, say the Berachot, everything to read, the whole parasha, parasha para.
It's Maftir.
Maftir. Yeah, to read the whole Maftir again. This is what they have to do. And then after they asked me, it was the morning, afternoon, Chamatlu made them take Sefer Torah out, said the Berachot, read it.
They asked you in the morning?
They missed it in the morning. If they would remember after Musaf, they would do it right there. But they didn't. They went out and they remembered. They made Maim Hayim El Keli. Yeah, the leader, I remember. He himself, the leader, came and asked me for solid tower. So I did that. That's what we read down here. If a person, script has to go back, to say, the whole parasha, Maran didn't say about afternoon, but in the morning they realized, they have to say bracha again, bring Sefer Torah out again, and read the whole thing. Yeah, the same thing, Agiyar Gavtacham, Homoim Hamel Keli, same thing. But you know why, because they, one letter, they used to stop there. No difference, he wants you to have till the end of the paragraph, and never shall God come out. Shabbat Shekalim. Shabbat Shekalim, they don't make a mistake because Shabbat Shekalim, one of them is four, the six Pesukim, only less than 6 foot.
If they stop one short.
Of course, they'll have to. Yeah, but it doesn't happen that they talk about things because they're accustomed to stop over there. Then, how they went. Came another order, he went back to the aliyah of that one that's right. Would be good, or we say this is not considered order. Any time, Shabbat, he was reading. He read one, came another one, he went over the reading. They call it Rakkad. If they added, that means there is only Shvaolim, of course. If they added on the reading of the first one, he added three psukim, or even two, would be okay. Which they do so many times.
Yeah.
Huh?
They
read
exactly what the other one
added. Yeah, they repeat the same one. Yeah, not only. The Kol always do it. When it comes Rado Shamot Hadash Aviv, they stop call Yeme Haye Echa. Repeat again Shamot Hadash Aviv. They add two Pesukim.
No, Santander,
no. No, not in Shilish Yubei.
No,
the same part. But after Shva'ali. After Shva'ali. But in the beginning, Shva'ali, that's in Kol HaBechor. The Levi says Shemot Hadash Aviv, to call him Hayecha. Then Israel comes, repeat Shemot Hadash Aviv, and they continue two psukim after call him Hayecha. There is two psukim.
Is that call him Hayecha, is it the end of anything? Or no? It's not the end of the
parasha. No, it's in the middle. It's in the middle. They add two psukim, then they go further in order to have the Shiva Alim, or the Hamsha Alim, because they want to add. This is what Maran said, as long as you put additional three psukim or two psukim is good enough. Of course, there is machloket if they can add more than Shema Olim. You all know that our custom, Ma'alim, Ashkenazim Dal. The Shema is a haron, no.
They don't have
the kiddo? Very, very, no. Very rarely you find them, okay? But in general, they don't. Only Shema Olim. Even Yom Rishon, here we do only Shema Olim. Even though there is many people, very rarely again, they put Nosaf. In general, they don't like to put Nosaf. In Kol Israel, we also made them make only Shema Olim. But sometimes there is a Muslim that we got, then he liked them. Otherwise, he taught them only Shema Olim. This is what they do. And that means, since there is a Mahlok, same thing with Yom Tov, Shabbat and Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Hamsha Olim, Shema Yisrael. You know, Kehillah Gedolah, we're a big community, and there is a happy occasion, how can you do it? Somchim al Ere Shamu Shemutta. Now there is another halacha. The reader, this many times they make a mistake in it. You read, then there is the end of a paragraph. You know what end of paragraph means? Well, in the Chumash they write Pe or Samech. Parasha Petuha or Situma. Pe means Petuha. Samech means Situma. What's called Petuha or Situma? In Sefer Torah there is no Pe or Samech. But only in Chumashim they put it to give you just an idea of what goes on in Sefer Torah. Petuha means the paragraph ends in the middle of the line. Then they have to start a new paragraph. Where they start the new paragraph? You start the next line, new line, that's called Petuha. They leave the line open.
You mean when they write it? Right?
That's right. The one that's right, the sofer, he leaves that line, half line is written, half line is empty, nothing. It begins with a new line. That's called Parasha Petuha. Leave the line open. But Situma, they leave in the middle open, and he starts a new paragraph
on the
same line. That means it's closed on both sides, and the middle is open. That's called Parasha Situma. This is what they refer when they put pen somewhere. That's what you see in Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah always like this. Sometimes you see the new paragraph begins with a new line, sometimes not. It begins with the same line. Now, if he leaves before the end of the paragraph, he reads for Ode, and then he reads, 3, 4, 5, 6 Pesukim, 7, 20. But he left 2 Pesukim till the end of the paragraph. It was a nice place for him to stop. He stopped. And you look, there's 2 Pesukim, he's not allowed. He's not allowed to leave 2 Pesukim till the end of the paragraph. Must leave at least 3 Pesukim or more. Not less. But at the same time, if you leave more, see to it that also that you, when you start the beginning of the parasha, not to leave the, not to read this and to Pesukim. How? Maybe you're beginning another paragraph before that. You'll read more than 3. But you are going to read only 2 Pesukim from this paragraph because you read another paragraph before. Also, it's not allowed. It has to be not to stop within 3 Pesukim, less than 3 Pesukim at the beginning, and not to stop also less than 3 Pesukim to the end. Is that clear?
In other words, the paragraph has to have at least 6 pesukim.
What?
The paragraph has to have at least 6
pesukim.
Why? To
stop in the middle.
Stop in
the middle.
Five.
Stop in the middle. But
you
if
stop
they,
in the middle of 6, but in that paragraph...
What? If paragraph there is...
Yeah, I'm saying, to stop.
Minimum, it's minimum.
If paragraph there is 2 pesukim...
Then you can't stop in it.
Right,
you write 2 paragraphs of 2 pesukim.
You can't stop in the middle of the class. You wanted to stop, you have to stop in a paragraph where there's a...
Yeah, you can stop in the middle, but you can read a paragraph which is less than 6 Pesukim. If there is a paragraph of 5 Pesukim, or 4, read that paragraph, it's good.
That paragraph alone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Now, there was a custom long ago. Who used to read the Torah? The Ole himself. The one that goes up to the Torah. Here is Yemenite Jews up to now. This is the way they do. He goes after Talayuvitz. He's the leader. The one who goes after him. That was Jung the Dhamma Talmud. But from this can they say, I'm Aris, what will be? Can he go up to the Torah or not? From this they saw that there is so many they can't read the Torah. They made Shariah Tzibur read the Torah. But originally was, the Oreh himself used to read the Torah. If the Oreh knows to read the Torah, he didn't know they are going to invite him. They invited him. Person that reads the Torah, he must go over it first by himself before reading it from Sefer Torah. I mean, if he doesn't read it before, he's not allowed to read it from Sefer Torah. They say, Rabbi Akiva, they invited him. Didn't want. He said, I didn't see the Torah before. Imagine. Rabbi Akiva said, I didn't prepare myself. How will I read? This is, but really lie. The man that knows it so well already read it so many times. He's prepared. But this is what the Gemara tells us. Rabbi Akiva didn't want to go out because he said, I don't need to shana. He said they have to look at it. If he doesn't read it by himself before, from Hamash to know what he's going to read, he's not allowed to go up to the Torah. But today, this is not a problem. Why? Hazan. But again, the problem is if the Hazan, did he look it over or not? He's supposed to look it over. The Hazan that read for the people, even though he knows it, he should look it over first and then. Is that clear? Al, that's for you.
When I go up,
yeah.
I read very quietly.
You read quietly, don't know what the
reading
the reader.
Is, I shouldn't be doing it.
Why? No, no. No, no, you are relying on the reader. No question, you know it, you don't know it, they don't worry about it. Because there is a reader who reads it. The reader has to look it over. You follow him. It's okay. Once he is looking it over, he knows what he's reading. And you are going to do exactly what he does. It's okay.
What about the Oleh himself? Mm-hmm. There's a Hazan who's reading it, and the Oleh knows it. Is it better for him to read or for the Hazan to read?
I personally, it's okay. They say since originally the Oleh should read, the Oleh reads. But I personally don't like sometimes once the Hazan already reading for everyone, like they say, Sheva Berachot, for example. We say Sheva Berachot. This one says. Really, who was supposed to say Sheva Berachot? The Hatan himself. The law is that Sheva Berachot are not for the people. Sheva Berachot are for the Hatan to say them. But, Kedesh Shelo Levayesh et Mishe Eno Yodea, in order not to embarrass someone who doesn't know, yeah, the Hatan, who doesn't know. Everybody knows. What happened to this Hatan? He doesn't know. Would be embarrassment. Then they appoint others to say it. And they say, how about the Hatan who does know, and he wants to do it? They say, no, he shouldn't. They say, because of Halakha, he shouldn't. Why? Since Hachamim tekenu that shouldn't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu Vayesh, others do it and not him. Then I say also, not to come to say, I know, the others don't know, it's okay. There's nobody in particular to embarrass, but still and all, has the same idea. I don't like to say it. Sometimes they insist. Oh, no, for example, they give answer to the Berot, but this is understood. They give answer to a rabbi, because they want to hear it from him. That's a different thing. But many times, when they insist, okay, he does it. But if not, it's better. He let him. Since it came with the idea, Shelo Levayesh et Mi, Sheino Yodea. Then, how about if a person really Amharic? He doesn't know how to read at all. Should they give him Aliyah or not? Originally by the halakha was, he should not have Aliyah. But if you can read word by word after the Hazan, It's okay. From this came the idea that they read it with the Hazan and the low voice.
You mean with the Hazan is Al-Haraj
already? No. Al-Haraj cannot read in the Sefer Torah. But the Hazan is reading, it says.
He
copies it.
What does it do for the
Beit HaKol? Well, they make him say, don't you see many times we tell him, say Baruch, he says Baruch, Ata, Ata. We have so many Olim, Sha'ar Zion, that they come, I tell them what to say. I come to Shem Hashem and say Amunai. I don't even tell him say Hashem, because then he will say Hashem. I say Amunai, but he doesn't realize. He thinks I'm saying, he says it as usual. Well, what can you do? This is the fact. Okay. Even if Hazan or reach the Torah, give the time they want to go on the Aliyah, he should not take the Aliyah by himself without being called, telling him, Chabot. Why? Because it's not right to start reading the Torah without being told. That means Chabot Tzibur. That if you invite him, then he will say. Okay. Here comes a question that they asked me many times in Shaar Etzion, in Magen David was, that's a blind man.
A blind man.
Yeah, because they saw what within Shaar Etzion. They asked me about it. There was one Levi also that wanted to go up. He asked if they would let him. They came to ask me. I told him, Din Moran said, blind man doesn't go up the Torah. Moran Beferus said, for man, Eno Kohel, no, no, he doesn't. Why? How could he read without the book? Even if there is Hazan, only some poskim they said. But since Moran said not to go, was supposed to be not to go. But the custom is not so. The minhag is that it's a man, they don't want to.
What agony to the man.
Who?
He asked me,
Hazit, it was good. He asked me, can I go or not? I cannot read it, I can't see it. I told him, okay, you can go.
What do you consider a man? Can't see at all? Somay, what's his Somay?
Can't see at all.
We can see Heki.
No. It's not. What's the difference? You can't see the letters in order to read. That's called. It doesn't make any difference. And even though Eliadaya could see something dark, but he told me I cannot see the letters.
As long as he can't read the letters. Yeah. But there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
They actually can't read the letters.
Lord, they'd be blessed.
The minhag is ma'arimata. When they wanted to invite Shaar Etzion that Levi, I told them from Lebanon. Huh? The person definitely not. But you know what we do? Mevorach. I told him to go there, see the Berachot. What's the difference? Big difference.
The deaf one can't see, and the deaf one can't hear to make it out.
I don't understand what your question is. What do you mean by that same thing?
What's the difference between a deaf man and a blind man?
What did we say? Did we say he goes?
The deaf man? The blind man?
Yeah.
No, I said no.
Blind no and deaf no.
But I
said in order the man not to insult him, we make him stand there and somebody else saying the Beracha. He doesn't know that somebody else saying the Beracha. He's deaf anyhow. But we didn't, and then since Shaar Etzion, we did when Mubarak all the time, Morris used to go to say Beracha. I told him to do that. That means
he doesn't hear me.
He's not good. Yeah.
Because he doesn't hear, but he thinks he's going up to the Torah. He's not embarrassed.
Yeah, for him was a big honor.
He
told him, go, he goes.
I come up and blind man can't go.
The one who says barakas, somebody else next to him.
The blind man and the one who can't hear.
In order to see the food, to eat. Here we are talking about hearing the barakha, hearing, seeing the letters. There is no half and half. There is nothing and nothing. Zero, zero.
That's right. I don't see it's right.
Zero plus zero.
Here there is zero and zero. There is nothing.
I don't see it. It's not, it's blind. It's not, I don't think it's right.
What?
Well, this is the deal with halakha, how do you do it?
Not right to send him up to town? Well, to your opinion, not right. Especially now that the reader is somebody else, not the Sommelier. The whole idea was the Sommelier because no, he can't read, because he doesn't see. But somebody else is seeing and reading. And somebody else is reading. Huh?
You don't have to hear.
Yeah, but מי שלא שומע את הברכה, לא מועיר הברכה. That's the thing.
Oh, it's because of the ברכה.
ודאי, הכל, הברכה, הקריאה, צריך שישמע. לא שומע.
ברכה שצא בתורה, the only ברכה that if you don't hear, you can say amen. Not the ברכה, some said, but say amen on the fruit. You heard some, they say amen. But the ספר תורה, you have to hear it yourself.